We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are still investigating every tip that comes in. We still have, if you want to call them, boots on the ground from DCI and the FBI here, along with our own detectives in Wisconsin, working every tip that comes in. We're receiving about 25-30 tips a day. We continue to follow them. We are expanding our video team efforts. We have a team from all over the nation that the FBI has put together, video experts, and they're reviewing the current video we had and new video that we are obtaining from reaching farther out from our original perimeter, putting that video together in a format to a view in what I'm calling a movie mode. I'm sure there's a more technical term for it, but basically
kinda,
so we can
give it a chronological order.
Yep, exactly what they're doing. So they're building that as we speak, and hopefully we'll have that later this week or early next week. Well, that video will be built for us to look for any video or any pieces of evidence that we might find, vehicles of interest, something like that. And then with deer hunting around the corner, we're asking all of our deer hunters to be aware in the woods, a gun, clothing, child's clothing, a backpack, something on their property that's kind of out of place, to let us know across the state of Wisconsin. We'll have lots of people in the woods hunting, and that's a good time for them to check their area for us.
You still say you get about 25 tips a day, is that right?
Yep, just over that probably.
Can you give me an idea of what kind of information you get? Is it stuff that you can easily say, well, this isn't helping us, or perks your interest? Can you kind of describe what kind of things you get?
Yeah, some of them are, she's in a barn. Well, that doesn't help us in northern Wisconsin or in Minnesota because there's lots of them around. But there's other things that go on, like there's been some sightings that have been possible sightings of her. Now, all of those have been unconfirmed. We've checked them all, and they're not Jamie. I shouldn't say we've confirmed all of them as unsubstantiated sightings, but those are, I know there was three or four tips over the last couple of days of possible sightings, so we thank the viewers and listeners for all of those tips that come in, but some are vehicles, some are sightings, some are thoughts, and, a lot of them can be taken out of the pile right away, and some are followed up on by our investigative team.
The cars, the descriptions of the cars you gave a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. Are those still a focus?
The red one is in question. We've had some other experts look at that red Challenger. That's kind of out of play. We haven't officially ruled it out. We're waiting for that video evidence to come and look at that, slow the video down a little bit, look at that car. The black car is still of interest to us. That was definitely in the area. There was a black vehicle in the area that we know of during the time, so we are looking for that.
Still don't know if it's either an Edge or a Lexus. Still a possibility it's one of the two?
Right. We're still looking at that. Hopefully our video evidence can narrow that down, and we can get a smaller vehicle to look at, a very more specific model and make.
Sheriff, I'm not a police investigator, but I've watched enough TV and, seen enough shows that investigators always say, when it's a significant crime like this, it's usually somebody that somebody knows, that that's rarely a random crime. Are you any closer in determining whether or not this is simply a random crime or if it's somebody that was known to the Clausus?
Yeah. No, that's the million-dollar question, if you want to call it that. That's the motive we're looking for. Who's the target here? Why are they the target? That is the question that we deal with on a daily basis of trying to narrow that gap down. So nothing's off the table. We haven't ruled off sex trafficking. We haven't ruled off a coworker. We haven't ruled out anything. And that's what our detectives are trying to do, is check off some of the boxes, and we're just struggling with finding the evidence to check something off that says, boy, we've checked it. Now, there's no red flags out there when it comes to employees or family or anything like that. The digital evidence is being reviewed. We've looked at that. We've looked at their cell phones. We've looked at what's on them. We've looked at text messages. There's just nothing out there that says, boy, she was calling out for help, or there was some kind of disturbance, or someone didn't like, I didn't get along with my mom or dad, and she got along great with her mom. So there's some puzzles of the piece that frustrate us every day that we can't fit together, and we're just trying to fit them.
And safe to say at this point, even though you know you're saying you're not ruling anything out, but at the same time, you really haven't identified anyone as a possible person of interest, or you think that somebody you've talked to maybe knows more than they're letting on?
No, we don't have any persons of interest. If we did, that would, the public would be the first to know that, because I think that's an important piece of the puzzle here that we really want to get out. We'd really love, I'd love there for there to be a suspect, but we're not going to stretch the evidence or make it or reach, or we're going to go with where the evidence takes us, and that includes the tips that people call in, and we want that to be the front part of our investigation here.
It is such a mystery, and you hear people talking about it, and I've heard over and over people speculating that, well, you know, maybe she left willingly or somehow right. Knew that. Have you ruled that out, that she went willingly or not necessarily had anything to do with it, but maybe right. Knew who did this?
And that's entirely a possibility. What I say to the people that do talk to me, you know, around the area about that is, you have to remember she's a 13-year-old, very innocent girl. She was very shy. She didn't have a lot of friends. She had very specific friends. We've reached out to those friends. So while we haven't taken that off the table, you know, this was a very violent crime with gunfire and people, you know, obviously her mom and dad shot by gunshot wounds. Whether she went willingly or against her will, obviously after something like that, you're more than likely at 13 going to go willingly because you don't want that to happen to you. So whilst I don't consider her a suspect, we, like I said, nothing is off the table. But again, she's a 13-year-old girl that's obviously something she watched, what we believe watched her mom and dad get shot.
Right. I've heard you mention this before in some of your press conferences about social media and people's, you know, sharing things. Mm-hmm. That can be a cesspool, though. I mean, you know it, too, I'm
yep.
sure. Has that hindered your investigation at all, or can you comment on how that either helps or hurts?
Yeah, to some degree, that has it helped our investigation in the beginning. I mean, we got a lot of tips. The FBI hadn't seen this many tips come in that short a period of time in a case that they've seen, you know, across the nation. So that's been a blessing, and everybody wants to help bring a 13-year-old girl home. But some of that, you know, calling in a tip and having us print the tip that says she's in a barn by a river isn't really a tip. I mean, it has to be very specific. So if that's one suggestion I can make to the listeners out there is, you know, they've got to be more than just, you know, possible sightings, we understand. We can go get video evidence, and we've been working with many different agencies from Minnesota to Wisconsin to across the nation. There's been sightings of her, and we go gather that evidence, and there isn't a police department or sheriff's department that hasn't dropped what they're doing to help us with this case. And we can't thank the people of Minnesota, Wisconsin enough about that, and it's been wonderful. But, yeah, that can be a hindrance of some of the comments and things on Facebook, and we continue to follow up on those too. We have somebody from the FBI monitors the Facebook pages and does that. So yeah, it's part of the investigation that can help but hinder at the same time.
1 month today, and the statistics of other cases say that the outcome usually isn't good when it's this long. In your heart of hearts, Sheriff, what are you hoping here? Do you still think Jamie's alive?
Yeah, definitely. I do think she's alive, and the FBI has provided us with many, many cases where kids have been found alive. You know, you look at the Elizabeth Smart, and her foundation has reached out to us and shared our information. You look at the Cleveland case where the women were found in a house. You know, those houses were 10 feet apart from each other for years, and so there's lots of help out there, a lot of hope out there, and this community is riding on hope, and that's what gives our deputies and officers the drive and determination every day to go out and work this case.
Sheriff, just a last question for you. Obviously, Barron County is usually much quieter than this, and I can only assume that it's been a chaotic last month. Just tell me about kind of how you go day to day here as we continue to investigate this case.
Yeah, day to day we, you know, we don't sleep a lot. It's changed our patterns of work. You know, this is on our minds, and it's on not only the officers' minds but the public mind, and not only in Barron County but across the nation, especially in Minnesota and Wisconsin. We're so close to the Minnesota border. It's changed and operate, and you know, the media has been wonderful, and I spend most of my day doing media interviews, keeping the hope out there alive and the story out there, because I know sooner or later if we don't find her, the story's going to go away, and I'm trying to not make that happen. And I can't thank the media enough for being partners with us on this case and reaching out and keeping the story of Jamie alive so we can bring her home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.